Well, last week we talked about what's happening in television, and back in 1990 there were some big changes when we went from sort of having one local TV station to having three. They would call it television aggregation. And in 1990, with about 7 days to go, a few things changed at the last moment. So the last 26 years or so, Star Television, it was then, now Wynn Television, have had the Nine Network, and QTV, or is it now called Southern Cross Austereo, have had the 10 Network. So I thought we'd find out a bit more locally by talking to one of the local managers, a wonderful lady. G'day, Sue Willie. How are you going?
Hi, Dave. Very well, thank you.
You are the manager of Wynn Television. Now, this is really quite interesting because we spoke off air and you've actually talked to your PR department to just allay any fears about what might happen, whether you've got to go and retune your channel or anything at all. Give us some detail on that.
Yes, that's correct. So for July 1, the Wynn Network will be screening shows and programs from Network 10. Yep. We've entered into a new supply agreement with Network 10, as all of the different metropolitan television networks do. So our current supply agreement expires on June 30. So from 1 July, the Wynn Network will broadcast 10 programs. So what this means for viewers, the channel numbers of Wynn will remain the same. So only programs change.
Right.
We will now be broadcasting all shows from Network 10. So Wynn's main channel will be Channel 8.
Yep.
The Wynn High Definition, broadcasting 10 high definition programs, will be Channel 80. Channel 1 will be channel number 81, and channel 11 will be channel number 82.
Right.
So it won't need to do any sort of any rescanning. However, if people do have problems, say they've been recording a program on a series link function, you may need to change the settings of the new channels, okay. And you might have to program your set-top box.
So that's basically it. And the same thing would go, of course, with Southern Cross Austereo, that you go to Channel 5 and they'll get the 9 programming. But it's something I guess maybe no one saw happening because it was time to renegotiate anyway. But now that this has happened, I suppose fairly exciting for you because back in those old days, 10 was not performing terribly well. But, gee, you got some good programming. I was talking to somebody the other day. We're going through Christmas last year. You were the number one network. So some fairly exciting times coming for you guys with cooking shows and sport and all sorts of things.
We've got an exciting new range of shows on offer on Wynn, including The Project, The Living Room, Family Feud, MasterChef Australia, Offspring, the Australian versions of Survivor,
yep.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, along with international hits like Madam Secretary, NCIS and Modern Family. And we will be screening over 500 hours of motor racing content, including the V8 Supercars and Formula One. And, of course, the highly successful KFC Big Bash League and the Rugby International.
Yeah, and there's some pretty good Australian talent coming back very, very shortly.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned Offspring. That was just a great show, and it's good to see it back again too, isn't it?
Well, many of these programs actually all won Logie Awards this year, so
yeah.
We are thrilled to have these high-rating programs. We've noticed there's been a lot of growth with the 10 program, and in Mackay we're very excited about the prospects of actually selling airtime into these programs.
Good on you. Sue, thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you.